I'm going to talk about the wave propagation with less spreading. So first of all, I want to introduce what are these kinds of wave or beam. So we call this kind of beam a limited diffraction beam. So we want to know what the limited diffraction beams. Limited diffraction beams are class of solutions to the lossless isotropic homogeneous scale wave equation. Theoretically, the shapes of these beams remain unchanged as they propagate to infinite distance. In practice, when the aperture is truncated, the modified beams continue to have deep depths of field as compared to the conventional focused beams. Next. The first limited diffraction beam was discovered by Dern in 1987 and was termed the non-diffracting or diffraction-free beam. Dern has also studied the limited diffraction beams, Jacob Fetzer beam, with computer simulation and optical disk experiment. Other limited diffraction beams, such as the high-order Fetzer beams, have also been studied experimentally in optics. In addition to the limited diffraction beams, localized waves, which propagate with only local deformations, were also discovered in 1983 by Whittingham in electromagnetics, and further developed by Zelkowski at Irvine. The limited diffraction beams have the following properties. They are pencil-like and have large depth of field, and they have small main beam widths. Their side lobes, but the side lobes are higher than conventional focused beam at their focuses. The possible application of this beam are medical ultrasonic imaging, biological tissue characterization, and non-destructive evaluation of materials. Next one. The motivation of our study is to investigate the dynamic process of the novel limited diffraction beams, such as their formation and propagation, and to promote their applications in various wave-related fields, and construct new beams of practical usefulness. Next one. The objective of our study is to show in a movie the formation of limited diffraction beams in water at various depths from elements of an annular array transducer, and the beam propagation in water over large depths of field. We want to demonstrate the pencil-like or bullet-like properties of the limited diffraction beam. Next one. We use the following approaches. To measure in water the acoustical field produced by increasing the excited number of elements of an annular array transducer, and the movie displayed the formation of limited diffraction beams in two and three-dimensional formats, and measuring water the limited diffraction beams at various depths, and displaying a movie beam propagation in two and three-dimensional formats. Next one. This is the experiment plot diagram. A polynomial waveform synthesizer model data 2045 was used to produce either CW or PW electrical signal. These signals are amplified by a 50 dB ENI RF power amplifier to drive the transducer. The transducer is here. And the acoustic field produced was measured by a hydroform, which could be scanned in two directions, lateral and vertical direction. The output of the hydroform was linear amplified, AD converted, and stored in a hard disk for later processing. Next one. This is the structure of the transducer for producing limited diffraction beams. The transducer has 10 elements. It's an annular array with a diameter of 50 millimeters. The transducer has three-layer structure, the front matching and the active PVC ceramic polymer composite material and a backing. The central frequency of the transducer is 2.5 MHz, with bandwidth over 50% of the central frequency. Here the bandwidth means a two-way pulse echo bandwidth. figure show how to measure the field to the CW of and TW field in water. For CW case, we use a hydrogram here to scan in raster format to measure the field. And in PW case, we scan the hydrophone in vertical direction. And these planes are planes along the actual axis of the transducer. Next one. This figure shows how we construct a three-dimensional wave object from two-dimensional wave field. By rotation along the central axis and a threshold at minus 10 dB and then contour extraction and then to the surface rendering to obtain the three-dimensional wave object. This one I pick and then this one. This is the waveforms to drive the transducer to produce a radio vessel beam. The first panel is used to drive the central element of the angular ray transducer, and this one, the last one, is for the outermost element. And the time duration of the waveform is from minus 5 to positive 5 microseconds. And this figure is the same as this one, except that this one is used for driving the transducer to produce an X-ray. Next one. Now I'm going to show you the results with movie. Now I'm going to show you the formation of a CW radio vessel beam in two-dimensional format. Transducer is put on the left-hand side. The yellow mark represents the excited element of the transducer. They have 10 elements. And the measuring window is 205 mm in this direction and 50 mm in this direction. The measuring window started 5 millimeters away from the surface of the transducer. You can see that when the number of excited transducer increased, the vessel beam or the pencil beam is formed in water. We measured this in water. Now I'm going to show you the formation of a pulsed radio vessel beam in two-dimensional and a three-dimensional format. The upper panel represents a two-dimensional format and the lower panel three-dimensional format. And in this three panel, it represents the distance at 50 millimeter, 100 millimeter, and 200 millimeters respectively. With the number of excited elements increased, you can see the vessel is formed simultaneously. So the closer distance, the vessel will form much more faster than the bigger distance. Now I'm going to show the formation of a gyrus or the X-ray in two and three dimensional format. The measuring window is 5.6 mm in axial direction and 50 mm in lateral direction. And the beam was measured at 85, 170, 255, and 340 millimeters away from the surface of transducer. The 6 dB size of the beam beam is about 4.7 millimeters. You can see how the X-ray was formed in water. This is pulse, very short pulse. Now I'm going to show you the propagation of a pulse digital laser beam in two and three dimensional format. Now the measuring window is 7.4 mm in actual direction and 50 mm in lateral direction. And the beam was propagated from 25 to 300 mm away from the surface of transducer in 12 steps. These beams are measured in water, and the gray scale here represents the envelope or the amplitude of the wave field. Now I'm going to show the propagation of zeros of the X-ray in two and three dimensional format. The above again is a two dimensional display and a lower three dimensional display. The window, measuring window for each wave pulse is 7.5 mm in actual direction and 50 mm in lateral direction, with all the transducer element was excited. Now it's propagated from 25 mm to 400 mm in 16 steps.
How many decibels are in this
display? Yes, linear display. From the results we see on the movie, we can see the limited diffraction beams have small main beam widths. When this kind of beam applied to imaging, it will have a higher lateral resolution. But the contrast may be low because of the side lobes. Next one. The depth of field of the limited diffraction beam is very large, you have already seen. This will eliminate the multiple transmits in medical imaging, such as cardiac imaging, to maintain high imaging frame rate. And to evaluate the tissue samples or industrial materials at various depths without any lenses. And simplify post-image processing because the depth-independent characteristics of the beam. The side lobes of the limited diffraction beams are higher than the conventional focusing at their focuses. The effects of the side lobes on medical imaging and biological tissue characterization will be studied. Next one. We can conclude from our study as following. The limited diffraction beams can be formed by interference of wave fields produced by elements or angular wave transducers. They are pencil-like. They have pencil-like main beamwidth and no spreading over large depths of field. The larger depth of field of the limited diffraction beam is obtained at the expense of high side lobes. And these beams could be applied to medical astronomy imaging, biological tissue characterization, and non-destructive evaluation materials. Thank you for your attention.
Are there any questions or comments?
You pointed out the side lobes are a problem. Is there any compromise that you must have thought about? I'm not quite sure what advertising would mean in this context, but with a conventional beam, one way of at least stopping the magnitude of each individual side lobe is to use
In medical imaging, we can use dynamic focus with receive to suppress the relatively high silos of the limited abstraction beams. In that case, we are constructing machines to try to see what would happen after we do in vivo studies.
But do you expect this theoretically to be a reasonable possibility?
I have done theoretical studies, and it showed pretty good results, but we want to see real world.
My question is, why we have to send the satellites in your movie?
Because it's in linear display. If you use log compressed the display, you will see the silos.
Can't you have a movie about it?
Yeah, the movie is all displayed in linear, linear scale. That's the envelope of the wave field you imagine in water.
What happens when
a beam of this kind, when the material, when the world is here, can you maintain the centralized fixed? I have to do some limited non-destructive imaging, and we hope to do more later, but for the preliminary study, we can see the beam maintain the size, and I can get a uniform resolution over the depths.
At great depth, we notice the beam suddenly becoming conventional beam.
Right, that's after the depths of the...
If one had inhomogeneity within the region in which you have a pencil beam, what extent is the beam
degraded? That's a subject we want to study. Excuse me?
Have you used to the
I just said that we are constructing demod machines for doing in vivo real-time study.
What does acceleration do for your beam?
From our study, previous study on the phantom, that's highly attenuated, which is 0.7 dB per centimeter per megahertz. It's show pretty good results. The beam keeps it straight over the depth of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, let's close this session and have a coffee break. Thank you for your cooperation.